Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of 24/7 Sports. Powered by Taylor Construction Equipment. Whether you're looking to rent, lease, buy, or for service, contact Taylor Construction Equipment today at taylorconstructionequipment.com or call 662-446-1048. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville. Or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Mashulaville.
Oh, I know all about Mashulaville.
I know you do. I know that's right in your wheelhouse.
I know a few people from Mashulaville.
I'm glad I pronounced it correctly.
I think Chris Jones, the head coach at Starkville's from Mashulaville.
Originally from Mashulaville. All right, well, there you go.
Either there or Sugarlock. One of the two.
There you go. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy a Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. You don't have to be in Starkville or Tupelo. You just got to ship. Get it shipped to you. Online shopping. It's the way of the future, so they say. So go to Strange Brew Coffee
House.
It's
like Dippin' Dots.
Hold on. Stay with me. Strange Brew. No, Churn and Spoon Dippin' Dots.
Yes.
$1 million idea. That's the ice cream of the future.
I'm good with it.
There you go. StrangeBrewCoffeeHouse.com. Don't forget, with every purchase, you support the Bulldog Initiative. Our good friends, speaking of the Bulldog Initiative, our good friends over at Pip Printing, they want to help you and help the Bulldog Initiative, and they can do it all in one fell swoop. Every sale they make, where you call them and you place an order with them to help your business, to help put their marketing prowess to work for you, then they turn around and they donate 10% of that sale right back to the Bulldog Initiative in your name. All right? Not in Pip Printing's name, in your name. So that is a win-win situation for everybody involved. You're already spending money on printing. Why not do it with the best guys around and help the Bulldog Initiative all at one time? Call my buddy Camden Baker at 601-499-5216. Look online to see what services they offer, pipridgeland.com, and make a sale today that benefits the Bulldog Initiative and benefits your own business. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. And guys, you know, we are a week from, just we're under a week for Christmas. All right. Now it's time. All right. It's time to get down to business if you haven't already. If you haven't made your purchases yet, first off, I'm just going to come out and tell you that you're not very bright. You're just not a bright person that you waited this long. But if you haven't done it, I got a lifeline for you, and it's at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area to serve you, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. I don't know if the shipping can get there in time, but you know, anything's available. You know, everybody's got a price. I'm sure if you pay
everybody's got a price. money.
Very good. We harmonize really well. And it, which is weird because I can't sing.
Wasn't RVD on one of his little segments where he was offering kids money, and
probably.
Then he would, like, the kid was dribbling the basketball.
Yeah,
and
but that
wasn't
RVD though.
No, obviously different color skin. Yeah. But now he was doing RVD. I think was on one of those.
Yeah, I'm sure he probably was.
Maybe so.
And then ever since then, RVD has decided to burn as much green as he possibly can.
Yes,
different kind of green, but regardless.
Probably money and. And the natural supplements.
The natural herbs, if you will, Daddy. The Mac and Dream know a thing or two about the herb now. he ain't against living off the land, if you know what I'm saying, Daddy.
All natural.
All natural. Me and Nikita Koloff one night got us a fine time, if you know what I'm saying. I'm just picturing Dusty Rhodes and Nikita Koloff just getting high. Be so funny. And we're making international relations happen.
Nikita Koloff was talking in his Russian accent.
Yeah, yeah. Threw me off on that Dark Side of the Ring where he was talking American. I was just like, what? CollegeCornerStore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant. That's the best place to grab lunch in the city of Starkville. If you're around Main Street, if you're doing some last-minute shopping here in Starkville and you need to stop in for lunch, that's the place to go. Grab you a blue plate, fried catfish, fried chicken. I'm sorry, I screwed that up. Hamburger steak, great selection of vegetables, which includes macaroni. What about cheese grits? Are those a vegetable?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Grits are corn.
Corn, so, which is a vegetable.
Yeah, so technically, yes. Macaroni and cheese.
Is popcorn a vegetable?
I mean, yeah.
Oh, we are making people healthier every day here on Thunder and Lightning.
The mac and cheese, I don't know if I agree with you on.
I think that it's vegetarian.
I've been to, there is a mill in Kemper County called Siple's Mill.
Mm-hmm.
That is like that. They for 100 years or whatever,
mm-hmm.
they have like they make their own grits. I don't know if it's still, it may still be active. I'm not sure, but they'd make their own grits.
That's
and
a process,
stuff like
I
that. Mean, yeah, I mean, it's really cool.
Well, there you go. So if you want to eat your veggies, get you the Hey Dad special: fried catfish, mac and cheese, cheese grits. That's a Hey Dad veggie plate. Fish is basically a vegetable at this point too. There's less calories in fish than there are in some vegetables. So.
That's true.
So that's a healthy meal. It's the holidays. You want to try to eat healthy, try to keep some of the pounds off? That's a good choice there at Restaurant Tyler. 16 Priority One Bank locations throughout Central Mississippi here to serve you. Let PriorityOneBank.com be the guide for you. Find the location nearest you. Learn about the services that Priority One Bank offers you and learn how they can be a small-town bank that has big-time financial performance. They are a bank that can help you get to where you want to be. And it's important. It helps, you know, our communities when we bank locally. So if you live in Central Mississippi, there's a location near you. Give them a call today. Check them out online, PriorityOneBank.com. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. It is National Signing Day, as you're listening. Robbie and I will both be doing our respective things today. You go to supertalk.fm. I'll keep a running tracker of all the commitments as they run in. For Mississippi State. We'll talk to Coach Jeff Lebby today at noon. But it's also Rumblings Day, and in my opinion, that would take precedent. We do Rumblings Day every Wednesday. It's not, you know, once a year. So let's just jump right in with our friend Colton Watson. Would you rather be 2015 Oregon or Auburn? Auburn won a national title with two national title appearances. They were able to beat their in-state rival in between those games, and they made the playoff. Or Oregon, they have no national title, but multiple title appearances, and dominate your entire state and region. Oregon dominated Oregon State in that time. Also dominated Washington. It's going to sound weird. I'd rather be Oregon. The national title is cool, but 2 years after that, Auburn was 3-9, and the worst team in the conference.
And nobody's talking about that 2010 team very much anymore.
All they talk about is Cam Newton.
Oregon is still in the spotlight every single year. They're in the playoff picture almost every year.
Watch this. Cam Newton, Michael Dyer, Nick Fairley.
That's it.
Name another starter off that team. The only other one I can name is Philip.
They had a wide receiver.
The only one I can name is Philip Lutzenkirchen because he passed away.
And it was a weird name.
Yeah, he had the weird name. They had that wide receiver. Okay.
Who was it?
Sammy Coates? Was he on that team?
No, that was way before.
Not. I have no idea.
It was like number 80.
No, he was later too.
He had dreads.
I don't remember. That's my point. I would much rather have the sustained success.
You've got Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
You've got
LaMichael James.
LaMichael James.
Yeah.
You've got, well, obviously Bo Nix recently. Yeah. He's just had a huge.
They've had a ton of NFL guys too. So yeah, I would rather. I mean, it sounds weird to say I don't want the national title. But I would rather be Oregon than Auburn.
Oregon right now is a much more sustainable program than what
you
Auburn
have five
been.
Straight years. If you finish in the top five, you're in good shape.
Yeah.
Auburn in that 2010, they went 14-0, 8-5, 3-9. Then they went in 2013 they go 12-2. Then they went 8-5. And then in 2015, they were 6-6. Yeah, I would much rather be Oregon.
I've got to find out
what the records were. So I just
Cody
gave
Burns.
You
a, it wasn't Cody Burns.
No, it's not Cody Burns.
But I remember him.
So what's Oregon's record in that time, in that same time frame? So 2010, Oregon goes 12-1, 12-2, 12-1, 11-2, 13-2, and then 9-4 was their down year. Yeah, I'd rather be Oregon. Plus, Oregon beat Oregon State 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all 6 years.
Darvin Adams.
Dude, I have no recollection of him.
Number 89.
Okay, take your word for it.
That's why I still contend to this day. If Mississippi State had Cam Newton, mm-hmm. they have the better team than
Agree.
Auburn.
I agree.
Auburn wins maybe 8 games that year.
Mm-hmm.
I want to look at their schedule that year.
Auburn,
because they
the national title year.
Yeah, all because right. they should have lost.
They beat State by 3. Clemson.
They would have lost that game with Cam Newton. Would have lost to Clemson. Would have lost to South Carolina.
Lost one by 8. They beat Kentucky by 3. They lose to Kentucky.
Lost that one. They would have lost to LSU.
They beat LSU by 7. They they lose to Alabama. They beat Alabama by 1.
Wasn't the Arkansas game close?
Arkansas was not close. Okay. They gave up 43 points, but they scored 65. But okay. I mean, without.
I'm thinking about something else.
You know, you're not wrong though in that. Without Cam Newton, they don't score 65, but they still give up 43.
Man, that team
it
wouldn't
was not
have been good.
It was not a good team. They had the great. Cam Newton, you can make a legitimate case that even with only 1 year, he's the greatest college football player of all time.
You can make that case.
Yeah,
he's the best quarterback I've seen.
Yeah,
I mean that year was unbelievable, and it makes your heart hurt when you look back at it.
Yeah.
If Mississippi State would have just paid $180,000 or whatever they were supposed to pay him,
what would he be worth today?
My God, oh, they wouldn't have been in the game.
Yeah,
but if they would have just paid up for him, they would have won the national championship. The defense that Mississippi State had was better than Auburn's. They had Vic Ballard in the backfield. That would have been a lethal combo with Vic Ballard and Cam Newton running the read option. The offensive line was excellent. I mean, it just hurts. I mean, yeah. Nick Fairley carried that defense
for
Auburn.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Martin Smith, what's on the menu for Christmas morning? I don't do anything. We don't do like a big Christmas breakfast or anything.
It's always like, you know, sausage balls or you know, something like that.
Yeah,
that
I don't do much for
breakfast. At my mom's house, it was always like a breakfast casserole or something.
We did big breakfast 1 year, where Jennifer made like some homemade sweet rolls and we did cheese grits and bacon. But but usually it's not. We don't do anything big for breakfast.
I like to have something.
Usually it's just like what candy's in the stocking. That's what I'm gonna have that morning.
I like to have something. It's nice to have a breakfast or whatever. Christmas Eve, we used to do a brunch every year.
Oh, for Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was that was our family brunch.
Our next question is about Christmas Eve. Do you open presents on Christmas Eve? Yes, no, or why? And why? So, are you a Christmas Eve presents type place?
No, but my dad's family had a tradition that went back several generations called Christmas Eve gift.
Mm-hmm.
And the first person that wakes up and says Christmas Eve gift gets to open a present.
Okay.
So my dad would do that like every Christmas Eve. He would wake up and start yelling that because in his house, when he was growing up, his grandparents lived there with them and his parents. And the tradition went back like several generations with the grandparents and their parents and all that. So it was like a big thing in their house.
So in our house now, Christmas Eve, especially when the kids were little, Jennifer and I would open our gifts on Christmas Eve so that Christmas morning was all about the kids.
Yeah.
So there wasn't anything for us to do. And we always let the kids pick one gift that they can open. So my kids are pretty adept at looking at packaging, or at least they were back when there were toys involved. There's not as many toys that nowadays.
And figuring out what it was.
And figuring out what they wanted to get. Like 1 year, Aisla knew that what the American Girl doll was.
Oh yeah,
and so she went straight for that. I was like, God, that's the big gift.
That's why as parents, you have to figure out a way to fool.
Figure out. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Next year, I cut the American Girl doll in half and put in two boxes. Oh, you got the legs.
Oh, congratulations!
You get the head tomorrow. I promise.
Now, what was the worst is like if you would pick something and
bad
and well. if you pick something that went with something else,
yeah,
but you pick the part that you like couldn't you do pick, anything with it.
Like with me, if when my mom got me a Nintendo, if I picked a game.
Or like the controller.
Yeah, like, oh, no. Yeah, that would have been rough.
Yeah, and I used to go for the, like the thing looked like a DVD or a game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like if it was
flat,
the
flat, long thing, yeah.
If I saw that, that's what I was picking.
Yeah, there you go. Logan Ledbetter, who are the top three artists you would like to see play on campus at which sporting venue? I definitely want a Davis Wade concert.
Yeah.
I think you and I would differ, though. You probably would go a little more country, and I would be a little more rock and roll.
No, I would want to go for whatever's going to sell the most tickets.
That's true.
And so, you know, I'm thinking about what is the biggest act that Mississippi State could get?
Uh-huh.
And to me, the biggest act Mississippi State could get would be a country artist.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking like Eric Church, maybe.
Okay.
Somebody like that. I mean, Morgan Wallen, obviously, but, you know, that's already been done. So I'm thinking about something different.
Yeah.
And Eric Church, to me, would be like a guy or, you know, like a... I don't really like him that much, but like a Kenny Chesney type.
Would be huge, yeah.
Yeah, that would draw people from states, different states. It's got to be a big-time name. Like, I've always talked about Hardy. I don't think Hardy's going to sell out Davis Wade Stadium.
That's, he could definitely be the opening act.
That's going to be 60,000 plus.
He could be the opening act,
yeah,
for sure, though.
But I do think Hardy could bring 25,000
mm-hmm.
to Duty Noble.
Easily.
And that's something that I've really pushed to people is you need to have a summer concert series at Duty Noble Field
mm-hmm.
when the season's over.
Mm-hmm.
So you can like, have every... Like
mid-May?
I want Chris Lemonis to take note that Brian has definitely been more negative than I have baseball. But I'm the one that gets in trouble.
Right.
So I think summer concert series would be awesome at Duty Noble, and you can roll it in and out like you did, like that yeah. stage they did for
that was really cool. The way they had set up,
you could put people on the outfield or the infield, whatever. You could add more seats there, and then have everybody in the seats.
Yeah, because if it's the summer, yeah, it doesn't matter. The field gets torn up a little bit.
Yeah, so I mean, I would do it like every 4 or 5 weeks, maybe once a month. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but you know, Hardy. Cole Swindoll, like those kind of acts would mm-hmm. be huge.
Yeah, okay.
As far as who I would want, I mean, I would definitely lean towards more like rock. Like, I mean, obviously, if we're saying anybody,
yeah.
then I'm going to want, you know, Metallica, like Metallica at Davis Wade Stadium.
Be incredible.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
I get AC/DC.
Yeah. I thought about diving in with the impression there. I decided against it the last second. You want some Denny D?
Yeah.
Start from Mississippi. Okay.
Papa Crawdad, you're an up. You're an up and coming.
We just came from Two Brothers. Smoked meats. We had some pork rind nachos. We didn't know what pork rind nachos were until we came to Start from Mississippi. I had some dirty deeds after those. They shook me all night long. We need some TNT to blow up that toilet.
You ever heard two grown men throw up on a podcast? It's getting close here. Calm down over there. All right, enough. No more.
Ooh.
No more of that. Goodness gracious. Ah, Papa Crawdad asks us, you're an up-and-coming professional wrestler. Which type of help would you pick by your side to get you to the top? A manager like Paul Heyman, an enforcer like Diesel, or a valet like Miss Elizabeth. I mean, who's not going valet?
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, Miss Elizabeth, the queen, you know, yeah. Baby Doll, Missy Hyatt, somebody like that. Instant heat. And plus, you get people. The only you do run the risk of her becoming more famous than you.
Yeah, like Macho Man. Whenever she was, was starting.
Well, I was thinking of Sonny. Was the first. Oh, one I
yeah.
Of, so.
Yeah, Macho Man kind of maintained his. He was so great. He was jealous of her.
He had jealous eyes, brother.
Yeah. It wasn't Hogan that had the jealous
eyes. It was the Macho. That is the whole point of this. That's why the story was great. Kyle Wilson, what are the three best soup and sandwich combos? Obviously, grilled cheese, tomato soup, number one.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
But it's number one.
But yes.
Yeah.
That is
I'm not
the
a
go-to.
Fan of Alabama, but they're the best college football program. Like chicken, like
I don't do a whole lot of sandwiches and soup. Like I eat them separately, yeah. But not together.
What about like this might be controversial, but like a shrimp po' boy and gumbo?
I mean, yeah, I don't know why that would be controversial.
Well, some people don't consider gumbo a soup.
Yeah, it's. I mean,
I
it's
say
got
it's a soup.
It's got a base, a liquid base,
right? But some people say it's like a stew because you serve it over stuff. You serve it over rice, over yeah. Potato salad.
Well. Some gumbos are different.
They are.
You know, some of them are a little more soupy than
yeah.
Others.
Okay. And then maybe like, trying to think of what would be what goes good with chicken noodle soup?
Like a hot ham and cheese.
Maybe. Or like, what about,
I think grilled
matzo ball soup with like pastrami on rye.
I think grilled cheese is going to be your go-to for a lot of soups.
Because it's dippable.
Like grilled cheese and like potato soup or something.
Yeah, that's not bad. Okay.
It's not a sandwich, but potato soup in a bread bowl is good.
Okay.
It's bread, at least.
Brogan Fairchild with a great question for old people like me. How many steps does it take for you to walk normally when you first get out of bed in the morning? Like 10?
It takes me a few. I've noticed lately I've been more disheveled.
I couldn't tell you the last time I got up and didn't say ow.
It's that, or it's I'm kind of stumbling, like I'm almost drunk when I wake
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
like I'm just like wobbly.
My friend, we called the doctor, didn't realize Tyreek Hill wasn't playing this weekend, and basically gifted me a ticket to the 2-week championship series by leaving him in his lineup. What's the biggest fantasy football blunder you have seen in your leagues? I mean, I've seen some people not realize people were injured.
Oh, yeah, we had...
It happens all the time.
We had a guy this week that didn't fix his lineup.
Yeah. So, this is not just not as rare as you would think. Willie Dizzle, rank these fathers in the order of most annoying. Anakin Skywalker, Tywin Lannister, Tim McGraw in Friday Night Lights, Horatio Webster. Tim McGraw in Friday Night Lights was his brother. That was not his dad.
That was his dad.
No.
Yes, it was.
In Friday Night Lights? In the movie?
Yeah. Yeah, that was his dad.
That was his brother.
No.
Yes.
You're thinking about Tim Riggins' brother in the TV show.
No, that is his brother, isn't it?
No, that's his dad.
Hold on. I need to know.
That's his dad.
I got to know. I think I'm right. Because I remember in the book it was his brother. He lived with his brother.
I think it was his brother in the book, but I can't remember exactly. But in the movie, Tim McGraw is his dad.
Yeah, hold on. Tim McGraw...
And he threw his championship ring out in the.
Oh, it is his son. I'll be damned. Okay.
Hmm.
Okay.
You ain't no son of mine.
All right, then. Anyway, the answer. First of all,
why is Horatio on there?
Why is Horatio Webster on there? Oh, because of Malik Newman. That was annoying.
I mean.
I get it.
I was just thinking like bad dads.
Yeah, Horatio Webster is a good dad, though.
Good dad, but yeah. I mean,
Tywin Lannister is a great father. He was. He did everything he possibly could for his family, including not kill Tyrion, which ended up Tyrion killing him. Spoiler alert if you hadn't missed it.
Yeah, but didn't he sleep with his son's mistress?
She was a whore.
Yeah, but still.
I mean, that's what she got paid. He was just helping her out.
I think he was still interested in her.
Well, yeah, that's why he killed her, too.
Yeah,
he was not happy about it. So, Anakin Skywalker is
Anakin
sort of
wasn't an
absentee father kind of thing, you know? I mean,
well,
he wasn't really there.
His entire lower half of his body disintegrated. And,
yeah.
I mean, he was going through it, I think.
Yeah. So,
I think the last thing on his mind was his kids.
I don't think annoying is the right word for any of these guys.
I mean, for some people, Horatio might
be. Yeah, it might be. So
there's a lot worse people out there than Horatio, though.
Yeah. The Mart, who's a friend of mine, Marty. Forgive me if this is a rerun, but I'm one of the college football is ruined crowd, and I'm trying to figure this out. Wouldn't it make more sense for season ticket holders to have to pay into the Bulldog Initiative rather than the Bulldog Club just to have the opportunity to purchase tickets? Why continue giving money to the Bulldog Club? You're right.
Yeah.
But that's not how it is right now.
And apparently, the Bulldog Initiative, the Bulldog Club helps fund scholarships and things like that. So, I mean, it is essential still, but it's kind of difficult for me to understand how you're supposed to ask fans to pay for season tickets, pay the Bulldog Club, and give the Bulldog Initiative. People just can't afford to do that. The common Mississippi State fan cannot afford to pay all those things. So you have to choose, or you have to cut down your contributions just to be able to do it. And you're putting a lot of this on the fans now. And I think there's eventually, I think it's going to get to where the university can help fund NIL. And I think that's going to change things a little bit. But for now, I mean, it's just a really difficult task.
It's a tough task. But right now, if you had to make a choice, I mean, it just depends how good your seats you want. If you're just happy being in the stadium, give to the Bulldog Initiative.
And if you don't really care about going to the games, or
just give to the Bulldog Initiative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because there's a lot of people that can't come to games every weekend because, again, it is.
You can always find
it takes $1,000 to come to the game.
You can find good seats for sale every weekend at a reasonable price. Autumn Sizemore with the question of all questions. Why do you think some fans get so upset when our NFL players shout out their high schools instead of saying Mississippi State? I don't know if this is every school that does this, but man, Mississippi State fans really take it personally.
Yeah.
They really do.
And it does seem like the Mississippi State players do it more than other players.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you watch the Monday Night Football, you will hear more colleges being shouted out. Dak says Mississippi State. I'm not sure about anybody else. I know Fletcher Cox says Yazoo. I think Darius Slay says his high school. Willie Gay says Starkville. It is frustrating, but I think also what you have to realize too, like, it keeps coming up every week. These are recorded at the beginning of the season,
mm-hmm.
so they're going to use the same one every single time. But I think, everybody pretty much knows Fletcher Cox is from Mississippi State. I mean, he's been in the league for 11 years.
Yeah.
And every time he makes a sack or whatever, they say Fletcher Cox from Mississippi State. They don't say Fletcher Cox from Yazoo City. So, I mean, it is what it is. I think a lot of these guys just have a lot of pride in their hometown. I know for Willie, I know Willie well,
mm-hmm.
and he has a ton of pride in Starkville. And, he loves Mississippi State too, but Starkville comes first for him. So that's why he says Starkville.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't get that upset about it.
Yeah, I don't either.
I just get more annoyed about it now that it keeps getting brought up.
Yeah.
Like, it just makes me annoyed. I want it to stop.
You set your clock to it, right? The first Eagles or Cowboys game or Chiefs game, you just know that it's coming.
And it doesn't bother me that they do it until people complain about it. It's like when my wife says, like, I'm tired of hearing that ringing noise,
mm-hmm.
whatever, like the buzz noise.
Then you
won't
hear it.
And like, oh God, where is it? Can I please shut it off so she will stop talking about it?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about this.
Yeah. Steve asks us, should we be concerned that the new defensive staff is targeting a lot of G5 type players, or should we trust the coaches we had never heard of before they were hired here? I feel like that last part has a lot to do with the defensive recruiting issues. No, you should be concerned. Should absolutely be concerned with the defensive portal recruiting.
But apparently, we're talking about a funeral.
Stop.
I'm just going to say, like, whenever...
You're going to make that guy who doesn't listen to our podcast talk about what we talked about.
Yeah. I don't understand why people don't grasp this concept. Mississippi State, so far, on the defensive side, has recruited and gotten committed no one that has done anything,
mm-hmm.
hardly, on the college level. Why are we supposed to expect that those guys are going to automatically make Mississippi State's defense significantly better than they were last year? like, why is that such a tough thing to say?
Yeah.
I don't understand. And these guys have, you know, the defensive coordinator has never been a defensive coordinator,
mm-hmm.
Coleman Hutzler, who I assume is kind of taking the reins as the main guy. There's a co-coordinator situation, but it appears he is your guy for the most part.
Yeah.
He's never been a defensive coordinator. Matt Barnes' defense at Memphis last year was terrible. So why do these guys deserve the benefit of the doubt? And I'm not going to give them the benefit of the doubt until they prove otherwise.
Yeah.
And when they prove otherwise, we'll talk about how great they are.
Yeah, very fair. Rodney says he made a Twitter account just to ask questions on Thunder and Lightning. Thanks for joining us, Rodney. Which Bulldogs will get drafted? To the NFL? Bookie Watson.
Yeah,
Preston,
so.
Maybe a late-round pick.
It's probably going to be Bookie.
Yeah.
They've gotten a little
I don't think
cold lately.
Tulu is. I don't think any of the offensive linemen will.
No.
So, yeah.
I think they've gotten a little cold lately.
Yeah.
They need to pick it up.
Yeah. You can wrestle one college football coach and you are guaranteed to win. Who do you take down? And I mean, what's Kiffin?
Yes.
I'm putting Kiffin in every submission hold I could think of.
And I want it to be televised.
Yeah.
I want him to be embarrassed.
I'm going to hold his head up with the bloody, look at him! Look what I did to your portal king!
This is for John Sokoloff.
Oh, yes, that's for sure. For sure, yeah. I'm not going to retell the Blind Egg Bowl story. It needs to be more organic than that. Linton Gilmer, ranked these MSU running backs. Dixon, J-Rob, Aris, Shumpert. Shumpert is last. Shumpert's dead last on this list.
Yeah.
Woody Marks. Dixon, it's if you switch Shumpert and Woody Marks, is probably the correct answer. Dixon, Josh Robinson, Aris Williams, Woody Marks, Ashton Shumpert. You could maybe make Aris second.
From a production standpoint, Woody should be behind Anthony Dixon.
He should be, but
I see what you're saying. I mean, I would take Josh Robinson over Woody.
Okay.
And I might take Aries over Woody. You might be right. Just from a talent perspective. I mean,
they didn't transfer out either.
Yeah.
They're Bulldogs.
And you know, those guys stayed healthy. I mean, if Mark, like, that's the thing with Marks, like, I would, if I was, you know, picking my running back for a roster,
mm-hmm.
I'd be concerned about his inability to stay healthy. So yeah, that might be it.
Yeah. Matthew Watkins, how old were you when you realized that wrestling kayfabe was kayfabe? As a kid, I really thought Randy Orton killed The Undertaker, and he just somehow came back to life. I think I was like a teenager, and I realized, okay, wait a minute. This is
Yeah. I mean, after elementary school, I understood.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, Vince McMahon came out and said, this is fake.
Yeah.
He literally came on national television and said, we are entertaining you. This is not real. We're in the business of entertainment. And that's how you should view it. And so, like, I think most of us kind of got the gist of it then. But during the Monday Night Wars, I was all in. Like, I thought it was all real. I thought that Hawk fell off the Jumbotron that time when he was drunk, apparently. I thought that, Vince, or who was it that... Who was it that got? Oh, I thought that the giant got pushed off the roof.
And then came back and wrestled the same night.
I thought that was real.
Yeah, gosh.
That kind of stuff, like, I thought was really happening. I thought The Undertaker died several times.
Yeah. With all the returns in WWE recently, do you still think Cody is the one to beat Roman? Do you still want him to do? I've never thought he was. I've never thought Cody Rhodes is going to get the
top. That's true. You've been on that.
Yeah.
At this point,
he's like his dad.
At this point, I feel like that's like the thing, is they're just going to make him chase it
forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like his dad did.
I don't know why that is. Like, you know, Vince did that with Dusty.
Yeah.
Put him in the polka dots.
Yeah.
You know, he won the title and then they took it away from him immediately.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. It seems like they have something against the family or something.
And then the last question, top five wrestlers of all time. No, we don't have time for that. We don't have time to go through all that at all. Let's see here. Next question from Missy Nations. If you could be Mississippi State's athletic director for 24 hours, name three things that you would enact, invoke, declare change that would remain in place for 1 year. Interlocking MSU for football helmets is one. That's one. That Mississippi State will play the 2024 season in the 1998 throwback uniforms.
Yes.
That's the permanent for road and home games. We need the whites. And then white helmets are out. Out. No white helmets next year. Maroon helmets every game. Unless we go maybe one
all white?
Maybe go one game all white. Not at home though. Not at home.
No.
On the road only. And then what's the third thing? I don't know. Got anything?
Stop sending money to the university from the athletic department.
That might be the third thing, yeah. Good call. Well, I don't know about Paul's second question here. What are the top three rural small town restaurants in the general vicinity of Starkville? Anthony's. Anthony's is one. I'm going to try to stay outside of Starkville here. Right, because in Starkville, we all know what the best ones are. So Anthony's is in West Point. Old Hickory in Columbus.
Sure.
Okay.
Lake Teocata.
There's three. That's three fantastic restaurants.
Yep.
Which of these logos would your three-year-old self have been more tempted to add a letter to? So we have Southeast Louisiana. We have the SLU or University of North Texas, UNT. 13-year-old Brian would have gone with...
SLU.
No, he would have gone with UNT, I think. He was a big fan of that word. Didn't say it very often. Didn't have a chance to throw it out very often. But, yeah, definitely that one.
You wouldn't have added a T to the...
Oh, no, I get it. I would have added a letter to the front of UNT, though. Sheldon Nation says, hey, guys, I'm considering
it. I don't even know if I knew that word when I was 13.
I did know it. I had heard it at that point. Guys, I'm considering
Catholic
a change.
Catholic school.
I know. Career change into sports media. First and foremost, don't. Under no circumstances, should you. Do you guys know of any MSU sites I can submit a resume to? Ideally, they would have a football reference in the URL. And possibly close personnel ties to Grenada. Love the show. That's a tough call. I got to be honest. You know, first of all, like I said, I would encourage you not to change your career. But if you were gonna, if those two things are like deal breakers for you, you would need to go to On3. On3, it's a football reference, and Paul Jones runs that. He is originally from Grenada, so maybe give them a look. But I would not do it if I were you. Brian Norman, ranked for the year 2024, ranked these events from 1 to 3, with 1 most likely to happen. Football team wins 6 games. Basketball makes the Sweet 16. Baseball makes a Super Regional. What you do it? You go first.
Read those again.
Football wins 6.
What's the question?
Rank these from 1 to 3. 1 is most likely to happen.
Okay.
Football team wins 6. This coming year, yeah. Football team wins 6. Basketball team makes the Sweet 16. Baseball makes a Super Regional.
I think football winning 6 would be 1.
That's crazy to say that after what we said yesterday, but you're right. Sweet 16.
I just don't know yet about this basketball team.
Yeah.
The consistency is not there.
I need to see how they play with Tolu.
Yeah. But I would say that is more likely to happen than Super Regional for baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the last 2 years.
I agree.
Can they make that big of a jump?
I agree. Will Carruth, does the baseball out-of-conference schedule seem weak? Understood that the SEC slate is tough, but the schedule seems to be missing one of those early season tournaments we usually play in. Yeah, they need wins.
It's definitely weak, but that's kind of the point.
They got to win games. They've got to build some momentum.
Yeah, this needs to be a situation where they rack up a bunch of wins, and then you see what happens. I mean, your RPI is going to adjust itself with the conference schedule that you have. Mm-hmm. They've got to get something going.
Yeah.
Because when they get in conference play, there's not a ton of wins to be had there.
Yeah. Alex Barham, top 5 sports movies. That feels like that's a whole podcast.
Yeah, I don't know if I could. I mean, yeah. The Titans is on there for me.
See, that's where you and I differ.
But I mean, we're a little different generation.
Well, it's not like to do with the generation. The ending of that movie drives me insane.
Oh, the reverse for the touchdown?
I'm supposed to believe.
Me too, blast.
With a backside George reverse. I'm supposed to believe that they ran a 70-yard reverse on the last play of the game. They were in prevent. Where is everybody?
Sunshine was lead blocking.
I guess. It just drives me insane.
I just love that movie.
So
soundtrack was incredible.
Also, if you did the research, like they all hated that coach. They all hated Boone. And
yeah, well, I mean, considering the times,
No, I mean, even his own players hated him.
Well, he was tough.
That's my point. He was like overkill tough.
And didn't they like kill everybody?
Yeah, that state championship game, they won like 30-0.
It's kind of like Friday Night Lights. Like on Friday Night Lights, didn't they beat like? Didn't they run through that schedule?
No,
they didn't.
No, in real
they life, really did lose
in real life. In the real life Friday Night Lights, they lost in the state semifinals.
What I'm thinking of is Hoosiers.
In Hoosiers,
Hoosiers, yeah. they won that state championship like easily. Handily.
Yeah.
And by the way, Hoosiers is on my list.
Hoosiers would be on my list. Major League,
it's up there.
Field of Dreams.
I never got into Field of Dreams.
Okay. What about He Got Game? No.
Nah.
The Wrestler? Do we count that?
No.
No.
That's not.
So here's another question. Is Rocky a sports movie?
Yeah.
Then
boxing.
Those movies have to be in there somewhere. So you could almost
Rocky
do two of them at least.
I'd put Rocky 4, 1, and then Rocky 3,
yeah,
2.
So. Do beans belong in chili? If you ask a Texan, no.
They do belong in chili.
Okay.
My wife just made chili last night. I got some white beans in there, or kidney beans, or whatever. Maybe they're not kidney beans, whatever those are. I like some beans in there.
Is a hot dog more of a sandwich or more like a taco? It's more like a taco. It's not a sandwich.
It is not a sandwich.
Yeah.
A sandwich is meat enclosed in bread. There's an opening in there.
All right, let's move into the rest of the rumblings. It's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. This holiday season, make Christmas dinner a special one with a big prime rib or a whole beef tenderloin. Those are the kind of meals you're going to remember for years to come on a Christmas afternoon. And of course, it's the weekend before Christmas, you're firing up the grill. It's always a great time for beef. So head over to your local grocery stores and butcher shops. Talk to those guys there and put some red meat on the grill this weekend. Beef, it is what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked southern soul food that you are looking for, especially when ACDC's in town, evidently. They love that place. And so do we. Robbie and I, we're big fans of Two Brothers Smoked Meats. We've been there so many times. We never get enough of it. And you won't either. If you live here in Starkville, you've probably been there as many times as we have. If you're just visiting Starkville, make sure you put a trip to Two Brothers Smoked Meats on the agenda list. And don't forget, you support the Bulldog Initiative with every trip to Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products and great service is what every business likes to promise you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it now for 49 years. That's a long time, guys. That is a long time, and the only way you can stay open in any business is to take care of your customers. So if you stay open for 49 years, well, then you know that you've been doing a good job of doing exactly that. So if you need new technology for your business, give them a call, and then if you need service, you get to call the same people back. You don't have to call a 1-800 number. You don't have to wait on hold for 40 minutes to talk to somebody in a call center who's going to put you through to an out-of-state person who's going to come and try to fix it next week. You just call the same number you called to make the sale. And you talk to the same people who made the sale to you. And they can probably be out there, if not today, the next day at the latest, because they're right there in Mississippi just like you. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. The Collegiate Collection at the Rogue, they've got the pullovers, the polo shirts that you're looking for. Clean, crisp, great styles, simple polos, logos that you want. It's what dad wants under the tree this holiday season. So if you haven't already, make a trip to Jackson to the Rogue or shop online at therogue.com and find the next pullover or polo that you're going to be wearing this football season. Don't live the three-stripe life. Shop at the Rogue. Patton Paris asks us, how do you block out and ignore the vile and ignorant comments that constantly flood your timeline? Well, I just have Joel Coleman blocked. I don't have to worry about seeing that kind of stuff, from him. And he's just like, you dang old man, you.
So negative.
No. I have some people I just let it go. I don't care. Some people push me to the point where I'll mute them. And then if I feel like you really step over the line, you get the block.
So I can ignore stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, like if somebody says something just incredibly stupid, I want to embarrass them publicly. And so you'll get a quote tweet or something like that. if you say something really dumb. And the other people I just mute.
Yeah.
I like to mute people because
I do
you
like,
give
yeah.
people satisfaction when you block them. But if you say something that is like really, like you said, over the line,
yeah,
like
and that happens.
Really personal.
Yeah, you got to go.
Especially if it's about like my kid
yeah,
or
you gotta
something
go.
Like yeah, you don't get a chance to read.
Yeah, I agree. Also, Chicago deep dish, New York, much better question here on the second one here, Pat. Chicago deep dish, New York style, thin crust or regular crust pizza? New York style is the best kind of pizza. Thin, but not, I want some chew to it, but I also want a little crisp as well. That's the best kind.
Yeah. I'm not a big deep dish guy.
I like deep dish, don't get me wrong, but it's
a casserole.
Yeah, it is.
And you can't convince me otherwise.
No. Have you ever watched the Jon Stewart pizza rant?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I'll show that to you when we get out of here. You will laugh because he makes that exact comment.
He says it's casserole
yeah,
too?
Yeah.
It is.
We'll do it after.
It is literally a casserole.
We'll do it. We'll do it after.
To me, the pizza connoisseurs
mm-hmm.
are from the East Coast.
Yeah.
Or in New York.
Yeah.
And I've had this conversation many times with Eric Mealy,
mm-hmm.
who I trust
his opinion. Yeah.
He says Bordtown is the closest thing to what he can get in New Jersey. And he's not a fan of deep dish.
Right.
And me neither.
Yeah.
And he is a New York style yeah. guy. That's my style of pizza too.
If you
too.
Think we're hating on Dave's, Dave's thin crust pizza is outstanding.
Oh, I like
really
Dave's
good.
Too.
Really good.
If I'm there for a late night, I'm getting a slice of pizza.
Slice of pizza is good. Yeah.
Or their wings are excellent. But I would
say
I've said
it many times. Dave's Dark Horse is one of the most underrated places
hidden
to
gym.
Go eat.
Hidden gym.
People think about you go there to drink and to leave hear live music, and yeah, it's great for that. But the food there is really, really good.
Yep. But I'm like you. I like the crust to be pretty crispy.
Yeah.
But
I want a little chew.
Yeah. I love brick oven style pizza.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Portland,
yeah.
Oregon has great
yeah.
brick oven style pizza. Yeah. Bordtown's excellent. Bordtown's as good as you're going to get around here, I
think. It's good. Ray Campbell, if you could only listen to one more song before losing your hearing, gosh, what song would you listen to? The last song you're ever going to hear. That's a tough question. Why does everybody want us to like suffer so much, by the way, in these questions? Nobody's ever like, hey, we're going to give you $1 billion. Be happy. It's always like, hey, right before... You know, your eyeballs fall out and you have to bleed gravy for the rest of your life. You know?
People want us to die.
Yeah, they want us to suffer. I'm trying to think, like, what's my, you know, I don't. That's a tough question. Stairway to Heaven? Just make it easy?
Yeah, just come kill me?
Yeah.
You want a little Dirty Deeds?
No, God, stop. Don't do it again. Don't do it again.
All right, Brian, before you go deaf, a little Back in Black. Yeah.
I don't know why he's Little John. Kirby Cox. Tonight, my wife confessed how disgusting she thinks Sloppy Joes are. Rank your top three. What's wrong with her? What's rank your top three man
you
foods?
You want some Sloppy Joes?
I made them extra sloppy.
Now you kids like your sloppy joes.
So what are your top three man foods that your spouse may disapprove of? Ooh, man. See, I like wings, but Jennifer likes wings.
My wife doesn't like potatoes.
What?
So.
Like french fries? Mashed potatoes?
They have to be crispy fries.
Okay. I mean, I'm sort of with her. I don't like steak
fries. She doesn't like baked potato, mashed potatoes.
Ooh.
Steak fries.
Doesn't like mashed potatoes.
No. And it has to do with the fact that she had some kind of surgery when she was younger.
Uh-huh.
Like maybe like 12, 13.
Uh-huh.
And she was on this medicine. And when her mom made baked potatoes that night, she ate the baked potato and got sick. And so she can't deal with the chunky potato anymore.
She needs to come to my house for mashed potatoes. I make them super smooth.
She won't even eat those because of the taste.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now, I would eat those. Creamy mashed potatoes.
I love them, yeah.
Yeah.
They're not creamy. They're just smooth.
Well, I mean, technically, that's creamy.
I guess.
Yeah.
There's no cream involved, though.
No, but they're, I mean, it's a creamy potato.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of something. What is my wife, what do I eat that my wife's just like looks at me like I eat Cool Whip out of the tub.
Cool Whip?
Cool Whip. Yeah, I eat that out of the tub. I don't need
really.
I don't need anything else.
I've grown on Cool Whip, mm-hmm. but it's never been one of my mm-hmm. favorite things. You know,
like spicy food too. Jennifer's not real big into that. You know, I put hot sauce on just about everything, or jalapenos, or when she doesn't want that. So, I don't know. Let's see here. Corey Pilkington. Here we go. Will you have Scott Padgett on the show and ask if he ever considered giving up basketball to be the full-time giant at the top of the beanstalk? He's a big man.
He was subdued this week.
He was. He didn't get us as bad. When you're in the gym and you want to find someone purely because their spouse insisted on it, what is the telltale item they'll be wearing, and why is it Skechers? Yeah, that's a good point. I'm wearing Skechers right now, but they're not for the gym. They're just casual shoes.
It's going to be a guy with like a tank top, mm-hmm. You know, sweating in the chest area.
Yeah, and some good
like
chest.
Like a huge
yeah.
like chest sweat, and yeah. like you can see the hair, yeah, the hamburger
that's
meat,
good.
And then neck hair, back hair. He's got
the hamburger meat.
Yes. He's got balding. He's balding. He's got this little strip in the middle of his head.
That comb over that's not working.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
That is that guy.
Yeah. Gonna take my shirt off, show you the hamburger meat. Yeah.
You can't get this type of hamburger, Two Brothers, baby.
God. Last one from Corey. Thank God. Would you? But
we survived this week.
Would both of you consider secretly talking to each other's family and convincing them that what you really wanted for Christmas was not so much tangible, but a cameo from some obscure actor like Uncle Joey on Full House? Also, who'd you get?
Mine would be Topanga.
My friends and I have done that. We've got each other random cameos.
Yeah.
Like, I got Larry Minetti. Do you know who that is? One year?
No.
He was the third guy on Magnum P.I.,
Oh my gosh.
Not Magnum, and not the black guy, not TC, the other guy. He was not in good shape. And then Ryan Nelson is the king of the cameo. He will get a cameo for anyone, and he delivers. Like, he gets obscure guys, but they're funny. He got Brian McDuff, Barry Horowitz one year.
You told me that one.
And Horowitz cussed him out. It was incredible. I've never laughed that hard. Basically called him a jerk off the whole time. It was fantastic.
Our friend John, didn't he get his mom, Johnny Sack?
Yeah, what's his name? Vincent Cortola? Is that his name?
I don't know.
Or that was Phil Leotard. Who is Johnny Sack? What's his real name? Johnny Sack, actor. There we go. No, I was right. Vincent Cortola. Okay, yeah.
He was great.
He told him, he was like, next time you answer the phone, say speak, and tell him that Johnny Sack told you it was okay.
Thanked her to come and
thanked her for
coming to the funeral.
To Jimmy's funeral.
Jimmy's funeral.
Jimmy. I was like, God, that's hilarious.
Yeah, by the way, John's mother went to
James
Gandolfini. Tony Soprano's funeral.
Yeah,
James
just took
Gandolfini.
The day off to go and just hung out. That's
how big a fan she is.
She showed respect.
She did.
So, yeah.
Those who want respect,
they give respect. Roscoe, what does State need to do to change the perception around recruiting? We have NFL guys with massive contracts. The State have the sorriest PR team in the South. Can you blame old head ways of thinking at the top? Not right now. That's not the issue. That is not the issue. It's just that State is just not
a destination
place right
now.
They're just not.
Not right now.
Now, you can blame some of the old administration for that, for sure, that aren't here anymore.
Yeah, I don't think it's a mindset thing. I've been of the opinion it's been that way, and that State hadn't done what they could with the resources that they have. I don't think that's the case right now. Mm-hmm. I think the case right now is you have a new head coach, people are learning him, and what you've seen is I do believe that he is a really good recruiter because he's been able to convince kids inside the state of Mississippi in a short amount of time to either commit or, you know, it looks like they're going that way. And not just Mississippi, in high school. He's the high school class. The guys he's gotten here late in the process are really good. Mm-hmm. I think what it tells you, the fact that they haven't had a ton of traction with these transfer guys, is you got a new head coach, guys coming out of the portal just don't trust that next year they're going to be able to win.
Correct.
And it's so much more than just having money and all that stuff. Having an attractive roster is more important than just about anything right now in the transfer portal.
Yeah. Let's see here. Dalton Lee, my family is doing Dirty Santa for the first time ever. What is a family-friendly, appropriate gift I could buy? I'm stumped. Some notes on my family. My parents don't get jokes or sarcasm. We're Chinese. We don't normally do gifts. And the gift limit is $25. That's tough.
Yeah.
That doesn't get jokes or sarcasm kills it, right?
Yeah.
Because if you take that out, I got a lot of ideas.
Well, it's got to be like an as-seen-on-TV gift.
There you go.
Get
the stuffed burger maker.
Can you find an air fryer for $25? Can you find a blanket, a nice blanket?
Yeah. You can find a really cheap air fryer. Yeah, that would be a good idea. A blanket, yeah. That's good. But get like a blanket that has like something ridiculous on it. Like it has.
Well, they won't get it.
I don't know. That's tough. It's tough. So I'm going to do Dirty Santa for the first time ever this year. We're doing
it. Never done it?
No, because we're
really?
Going. I'm going to the Agustinelli's house on after Christmas, and they're doing Dirty Santa. I got invited to tag along in this, so I have a great gift idea. I can't wait to see.
Our family apparently cut out Dirty Santa this year. We've done it every single year, and I'm upset about it because there's been some great gifts going around.
We'll see how I do this year. All right, Scott Ming, do you think in the next year online sports wagering will be legal? In Mississippi, I think it's getting close. I feel like it's going to be happening soon. I also want to say the next commitment state gets, can I do a live recruiting song? No, probably not.
Why not?
I have the recorded one. Because I need the back. I need the music.
Yeah.
You going to bring your guitar in here and play a little Jerry Reed and
you can't just get the tune of it?
Chet Atkins?
You can't just get the tune of it before you do it and then just go to town?
Maybe. I don't know.
Crootin', baby. Yeah.
All right, RJ Sweatman, rank these Christmas Carol movies. George C. Scott, Patrick Stewart, Muppets, Disney. I'm not a big fan of the Disney one. It's got Scrooge McDuck, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Muppets one is really good because Michael Caine plays it straight. Like, he plays it straight while the rest of the characters are Muppets.
It's got to be George C. Scott.
No, Patrick Stewart's is the better one.
I haven't seen that one.
It's really good. It's better.
George C. Scott is
really
original,
good.
Right?
Really good. Well, they have one back in the 30s, but I'm not counting that one. Nobody watches that.
Well, that's like almost a silent film.
Yeah, basically. So. State College. Watching the D2 championship game got me thinking, if you drafted a team of former NFL players currently 50 years older, would that team win a D2 or D3 natty? Could a Kurt Warner still sling it well enough or Joe Horn get separation? No. The young guys would run circles around them.
Yeah.
Yeah, 50 years or older, no chance.
It's too old.
Who is your 50-year-old or quarterback that you think would still sling it in there, though? Is it
Brett Favre?
Favre was probably the first answer I thought of.
Yeah.
He could probably still sling
it. He's probably still got a gun.
Moss? I don't know. How's Moss? How old is Randy Moss? He's not 50, is he?
Yeah, he's probably 50 at this point.
Randy Moss.
Gotta be.
46.
Are you kidding?
Mm-hmm.
He is
drafted
just over. He's 12 years older than me.
Yeah, it makes sense. His last year in college was 97.
He should be older than that. Well, I feel like the NFL ages you.
I guess. Born February 13th, 1977.
I could have sworn that Ben Roethlisberger was 50 years old. And
how
he's like
old
40.
Is? Who did we just mention? Who else did we mention? How old is Joe Horn? Joe Horn's got to be over. He's 51. He's not much older than that. How old is Kurt Warner? Warner always looked old. He just looked old.
Yeah, he had.
He's 52.
He was a gray beard.
He was gray beard back in the day. Yeah. So.
Now Jerry Rice, when he was 50, was still running routes and
catching the ball. Yeah.
That guy's a freak.
Yeah. Ford Polk, who wins the Royal Rumble? CM Punk or Cody Rhodes? I think Cody Rhodes wins it because Punk and Rollins they don't need the Royal Rumble to have that heat.
But they're going in with it.
Okay,
exactly what I wanted.
Oh yeah,
they're acknowledging the fact that Punk and Rollins hate each other. They mm-hmm. actually had a promo against each other the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for this.
Oh, I know.
It's like true stuff. Like Seth Rollins is coming out saying, "I don't want you here. I don't want you in this locker room. You're going to kill the locker room." I'm pumped.
There you go.
It could be somebody else. Who knows?
For Polk, also rank these Triple H factions: the Authority, Degeneration X, Evolution, the Corporation. I mean, DX is one.
Yes.
Evolution is two. And then, I mean, the Corporation and the Authority are kind of
basically the same thing.
I think he's talking about the Corporation back when, like, Shane McMahon and
yes,
the corporate ministry is what it ended up becoming, right? I don't ever associate Triple H with
that. He wasn't really in that, was he?
He was towards the end. But, like, that's The Rock more than Triple H to me.
Yeah.
So,
was the most recent. It was, like, 10 years ago.
Yeah. Is there an average points per game that you would be happy with this season? So let's see. Let's see what
35.
Well, let's look at it like this. So let's pull up the stats here. Points per game. So 35 would have been good for fourth in the conference last year. I mean, Ole Miss average was fourth at 34.83.
Okay, and then so that's not realistic.
I'm going to knock it down a bit. 31. 31 would have been good for eighth. If State had averaged 31 points per game this year, they would have been like 9-30.
Yeah, but would you be happy with that? Because the defense is going to give up 25 plus. Probably.
That's fine. That's probably gets you close to 6-6.
You think so?
Yeah, I think. Well, I mean, eighth was Kentucky at 28, and they're 7-5, right? They were much better defensively, but yeah. I think that's fine. Florida at 28 was 5-7. Auburn was 6-6 at 28. Yeah, 31 a game gets you close to 6-6.
Okay.
So Tennessee was what, 8-4 this year?
Something like that.
Yeah, they were seventh at 31.5. So LSU averaging 46 points per game and finished 9-3.
That's got to be disappointing.
It's incredible. They should have won the
Heisman winner. They might lose their. They probably will lose their bowl game.
He's not playing. Our initial prediction on them was you had them 12-0. I had them 11-1. We were correct on the talent. But we could not have predicted their defense would be that bad. There's no way you could have predicted that.
If their defense was competent, they would have been in the playoff.
By the same token, if their offense had just been good and not outstanding,
that's true,
they'd be like 5-7.
Yeah. So. They're teetering on bad and great.
Yeah. Sidelines, Hail State. Merry Christmas, guys. Merry Christmas to you. What's the most memorable Christmas gift you've ever received? The Nintendo Entertainment System.
NES.
That is number one. Never forget getting it.
The most memorable, maybe my guitar.
Okay.
First guitar I got.
Okay, that's a good choice.
And I don't play the guitar anymore. It was a Yamaha, a black and white Yamaha electric guitar that looked, it's had the same body style of a Stratocaster.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, way different brand, so it was significantly cheaper. They got it out of like a Sears catalog.
Okay.
Or JCPenney or something. And that was the first guitar I ever had. I'd never played guitar before. I was like 13, 14. My dad showed me three chords on it, and I taught myself how to play. I just wanted my dad to show me G, C, and D. And from there, I taught myself how to play. I got some books and learned how to read tabs and stuff like that. And ever since, I've been hooked on guitar. I'm still not great at it, but, you know, I can play rhythm at least.
Oh, yeah. What is the best gift State's football program could receive this year? A couple of proven SEC guys in the transfer portal?
On the defensive side.
On the defensive side, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Josh Patrick, in what's been a very blah sports calendar year, what's been your favorite thing to write or talk about? I think the most fun we had might have been, and it didn't last, obviously, but the recruiting day where P.J. Woodland, Stonka, and J.J. Harrell all committed. That was a fun day.
I thought eventually they were going to lose all three of those guys.
Yeah.
Now it looks like they could get two out of three.
There's a lot of smoke that P.J. may end up at Ole Miss.
I've seen that.
Yeah. Which would be incredible if that happens.
Has he even visited there?
I don't know. He visited there during the season.
Did he?
Yeah. Josh Watson, as State fans, what should we be asking Santa for this coming year? Hope y'all have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap dance with Danny F and K. State fans should be asking for six wins.
Yes.
Six wins. And maybe a seventh. You know, if you want to get greedy with Santa, you could ask for the seventh win. I don't know where it
Sign
is.
Sign up for six wins today. If they could get to six wins, that's a really good season for year one.
Agreed.
I'm not saying that should, you know, be your goal. But
no.
Just,
but it can be a reasonable.
Set your expectations there, and if they are greater than that, that's a great season.
Yeah.
And if they're worse, then they perform worse than you imagined.
JJ and KC, we keep talking about how great it's going to be to have Jimmy Bell coming off the bench when Tolu is back. What about JB and Tolu being on the court at the same time? You know, if you go back to last year, they didn't play McNair and Tolu at the same time. He's not much for putting a couple of really bigs out there. Because there's no perimeter shooting at that point.
I just don't think that in this day and age that that's the way to go.
Yeah, I agree.
With two post players.
Plus, when you think about State's lineup, right? So let's say you play Tolu at the four and JB at the five, right? Well, if Cam's at the three, you can play zone. Because you've only got two guards out there who can shoot at that point. Cam's not taking a three, and the other two guys aren't taking a three. And the mid-range really isn't happening either. So you just got to protect the paint. It just doesn't work for State's strengths.
Do you remember a couple years ago, State went with like the two big man lineup mm-hmm. with Garrison Brooks and was Tolu?
May have been. Or was it Abdullah Adu?
I can't remember, but I thought that might be good, but it just wasn't.
Brooks had a little bit more range too. He could shoot the outside shot, but it just didn't work out.
You had that argument with the Arkansas fan a few weeks ago about Mississippi recruiting.
Yeah,
they're the best player just
went to Missouri.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I was waiting on that to happen. I thought I may go back.
I mean, they've now lost that four-star running back.
Yeah,
and then that guy.
Yeah. Oh well.
Sam Pittman's cooked.
Dear Old State asks, in terms of impact transfers available, is Mississippi State A, being stingy with NIL money for transfers, B, unattractive regardless of NIL, or C, offering big money but being outbid? Well, that seems a little doom and gloom, don't you think, Dear Old State? Huh? Why can't we be a little positive, huh? That's my question to you.
I mean, I'm sensing a lot of
negativity.
A lot of hypocritical talk from this account.
The answer is B, but you know, why don't we just be a little nicer? Tucker Medlin asks, if Ole Miss wasn't doing what they are right now, how much angst would there be over State's recruiting? I mean, that plays into it, right? Is that Ole Miss is having a great portal campaign now? Ole Miss's high school class isn't great, but they don't care about that. So yeah, that plays a big part in it, no question. When Tolu returns, do you think he starts immediately or just gets a couple minutes off the bench for a few games? He won't start. If he plays this Saturday against Rutgers, and I don't think that he will, but if he does, they could play him this week and just get him a couple of minutes at the end of each half or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, or just like let him play in the first half, give him a few minutes out there and see how he feels, and then take it from there. Reed Green, is it too late to ask a rumblings question? At this point, no.
And then he asks a rumblings question.
Reed Green has a rumblings question. Do you think that Sylvester Croom's victories against Florida and Kentucky in 04, Ole Miss in 05, and Alabama in 06 kept them from getting fired? No, I just think that Larry Templeton was determined to see it out and didn't really know what he was doing. No coach should have been allowed to win 8 games in 3 years and keep their job.
And Croom was really upset when he got fired. I mean, obviously, yeah. But he got more than enough time.
And it's not like
in this day and age, he wouldn't have lasted.
It's also
that
not
long.
Like he was bringing in top 10 classes and was obviously building to the future. Yeah.
So. Now that last class was easily his best.
Yeah.
And it helped set Mississippi State up to have success quicker.
Right.
But
I mean, in 04, 05, 06 classes weren't.
We had seen enough.
Yeah.
I mean, we all had seen enough. Nobody was excited. I mean, the most excited we got was in 07.
Yeah.
When they went to the Liberty Bowl.
Yeah. Although.
And that was just, we were just happy to be at a bowl game.
In fairness, I've always thought about that year, right? So they say it was 4-4 in the conference that year. Yep. They lost West Virginia. If they had not played a top 10 West Virginia team, they go 8-4. The next year, Ole Miss was 8-4 and went to the Cotton Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of screwed them there. So
yeah,
that's
the
Larry
bowl game
Templeton
been,
screwing them.
The bowl
Speaking
game
of that,
been better.
Do you think if you lost those games, there would have been a coaching change? So if Croom, instead of having 8 wins, had only had 6 in 3 years, I don't know if he would have gotten fired or not because Larry Templeton was in charge. Mm. It would have been tough to keep, because at that point, State's lost 5 straight Egg Bowls.
Yeah.
Right. They lost the last 2 under Sherrill, and then they would have lost all 3 under Croom. That's tough. That's tough to keep your job at that point.
Yeah, I think that definitely probably saved him.
Yeah. Jason Luckett. Are the State fans in the Dr. Pepper Fansville commercials based on Mississippi State? One of the more recent commercials shows the State fans freaking out, burning their gear, and being angry about falling for the preseason hype, all to realize it was just the first play of the game. In a way, that's us, right? They do wear maroon.
I literally made that example in the Auburn game.
Yeah.
Because they were showing the commercial, yeah, and they're like, it's maroon and white. They got State on, yeah, their shirt, and it looks like the state that MSU has, the block.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely looks like Mississippi State.
Yeah.
Maybe that's an Ole Miss fan that's doing that.
Maybe so.
They're behind the scenes puppeteers.
Yeah. Last one today from Rob Montgomery. This is the last Rumblings question of the year.
Oh, congratulations, Rob.
Yeah, Rob, you finished us out here in 2023. Option A, which would you personally prefer? Option A, 5-7, but 20th ranked offense and 100th ranked defense. Option B, 6-6, but both offense and defense rank 65th. It's a tough question, right? Because you really want Lebby's offense to be good, but you'd like to go to the bowl game, too.
I think people would, if you're 6-6, people would give Lebby a reprieve. They would say, okay, but he's going to have a chance.
By the way,
this is year one.
65th would be a huge improvement.
It would. You would still be decent. Like, it wouldn't be, you know, as exciting. Now, if they're top 25,
yeah,
that means they're putting up, you know, 35 points a game, mm-hmm, probably at that point. And their offense is super exciting.
Yeah.
But I think just getting to a bowl game would be big.
Yeah. It's tough. It's a tough call, but I agree with you. All right. That is it for Rumblings in 2023. We'll be back for that in 2024. But we do have two more podcasts this week, so we'll be back for those on tomorrow's show. Obviously, tomorrow we'll be recapping signing day and everything that happened with Mississippi State in the 2024 high school recruiting class. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
Mississippi Media Production.